Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun.
Good morning, His Tabernacle.
Hi, and welcome.
We're so excited to be in the house of God this morning. One of the things that I love about God's plan is that where the gospel is, there's always power. How many of you want to see God's power in your life? So we're going to invite you to come forward. God wants to do a supernatural work in your heart this morning. Glorious Heavenly Father, we exalt you above all other things in our life, and we give you this moment, this day. And Father, we decree and declare that you will reign and rule over all things in our mind, all things in our life, all things in our heart. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God, and we exalt you. We give you reverence and honor, because you and you alone are holy. We worship you. Fill this place, Holy Spirit, with power. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, good morning, His Tabernacle. How are we doing today? All right, so we're going to wake y'all up just a little bit. So after I sing, I want you to do the action that I sing, okay? All right, do we got an okay? Put your thumbs up if that's okay. All righty, here we go. Come on. I want to clap a little louder than before. I want to sing a little louder than before. Now jump. I want to jump higher than before, yeah. Let me hear you shout louder. Come on and sing it out. Freedom, 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 freedom. Just sing it with me. Hallelujah, freedom. Freedom, freedom. Now you guys got it. I want to clap a little louder than before. Sing a little louder than before. Whoa. Come on, spin. I want to spin wilder than before. One more time. Give God the loudest shout that you have. Yeah. Now sing this out. No more chains, no more bondage, I am free, yeah. Come on, if you believe it, just do this with us. Sing it out.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free, yeah.
Come on, freedom feels good, doesn't it?
No more shackles, no more chains, no more.
If you really believe it, just repeat after me real quick. Hallelujah.
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 You made me free. Somebody shout if you have freedom today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for making us free. Hallelujah. You did it because you thought I was worth something. You thought I was worth it all. Hallelujah. So you gave yourself to bring me out. And I worship you. I worship you. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Come on and sing this out.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Yes, God.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone.
Come on and sing it out.
You thought I was worth saving.
Hallelujah.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
You cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was to die for.
And I'm mighty, mighty grateful.
You sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell.
Come on and sing it out if you believe it.
So I can be whole, so I can
So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise this morning. Jesus, we honor you. We thank you. God, we declare you are the righteous one. Father, you get all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? You know, one thing that you end up learning is the difference between praise and worship. Worship is when you're singing to him for who he is. Praise is thanking him for what he's done. And that song right there is just sheer worship. Man, there's nothing greater than the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord on the earth, under the earth, and above the earth. And this morning, I just want to thank him because he's Lord in this house. Amen? I mean, come on, can you give your king a hand clap this morning? Give your king some love this morning. Jesus, we honor you this morning. You are an awesome God, worthy to be praised, and we honor you this morning. Thank you for your goodness in this house. Thank you for the anointing, oh God, that destroys every yoke of bondage. Release a fresh anointing upon your people in the name of Jesus. Set people free this morning, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't know about you. I love Mother's Day. I thank God for my mother. I only have one of them. She's a good ma. She taught me how to serve God. Grew up in a tumultuous house, a challenging home. My mom and dad both were not serving the Lord. But my ma stood steadfast and taught us kids how to pray, taught us kids to be faithful, taught us kids how to know God. And I want to give God praise for my ma this morning. She's a good mom. I also want to give God praise for my wife. She's not my mother. At times, she's thought she was my mother, the way she tried to tell me to do things. But she's not my mother. But my children couldn't have gotten a better mother. Now, I know that we're going to have some fights out there, but, you know, my wife is such a good, solid, godly woman. Raised her children up with the love and admonition of the Lord. Prayed for them when they were sick. Took authority in their life when they were in trouble. Prayed for them when they were going through their wayward years. Oh, Jesus. And I thank God that she's also a phenomenal grandmother. Amen. And today, I just want to say thank you to the Lord for the women in my life who've made that impact. Now, you need to do that today. Some of you are estranged from your mothers. Some of your moms are no longer living. And what you can do to thank God for your ma is maybe write her a little letter. There's nothing wrong with writing a letter to your ma, even though she's passed away, just thanking her for what she is and what she's done in your life. Because whether you like it or not, she's still living. She's just living through you. Amen? Right. It's called the power of impartation. But if your ma's alive, and let's just say you're estranged from your mother, I would challenge you today to be a reconciler. What does reconciliation mean? It means breaching the gap. That means you can go and you can say and maybe get a hold of your ma and say, you know, I know that we have our differences, but I want to thank God for you. And that will bless your ma. Because your ma, whether you like it or not, whether they were good ma's or bad ma's, all ma's want to be good ma's.
Yes.
Amen? All of them. They all want to be good. Just some of them have sincere challenges. So I would encourage you to be an encourager today and go send your ma a thank you after service, not during service. Amen? But while we have a few moments, why don't you find five or six folks, maybe why don't you find some ma's in the room and say thank you for being a ma. Now, don't say mother, say ma. Come on, go find 5 or 6 folks. Don't be a snob this morning. Go find people and say thank you for being a ma this morning.
two quick announcements about the parades. If you want to participate in the Memorial Day Parade, it's going to be held on May 28th. 9 a.m. will be in Elmira, and 1 p.m. will be in Horseheads. On that day, we pass out frisbees, candy, love on the community, and we invite almost 1,000 people to church in one day. So if you'd like to participate in that, you can sign up right in the foyer. Additionally, we're looking for a team of people to help build a float for the parades. That's right, we're doing a float this year. If you have skills and talents within that area, we would love for you to sign up right in the foyer as well to help out building the float.
Hi ladies, I'd like to personally invite you to the Women's Day Brunch coming up May 12th at the Hilton Garden Center. The cost is $20 per lady, and we're having a 1920s roaring 20s theme. So you can get your flapper dresses or anything from that era, dress up, come out and have a great time. Even if you don't want to dress up, you are all welcome. The seats do fill up fast, so please make sure you come and see us in the foyer at the Hub after service. Look forward to celebrating you.
Hey y'all, baptisms are happening May 20th. If you want to get baptized, make sure you sign up at histabernacle.com/baptism. Pastor Dan, what are you doing?
I'm swimming!
Okay.
Hey, have you joined a group yet? Listen, we want you to join a group because we have these available to help our family get connected. We want you to make sure that you're growing in relationship with Jesus as well as with our family. We actually have the opportunity to become a part of something larger. So you can go online at histabernacle.com/groups and sign up to join a group today.
You should join my group. Memorial Day is coming up in just a few weeks. So what we're going to do is honor our veterans on Memorial Day. And we would like to honor you and acknowledge you by you giving us a photograph of yourself so we can display it on the screen during the service. So veterans, anyone who served in the armed services, we want to celebrate and honor you on Veterans Day. So to do that, we have a photo array that we show on the screen of all our veterans. So please send your veterans pictures in uniform, or if you don't have any in uniform, out of uniform, to creative@histabernacle.com, or bring them into the Hub and we'll scan your picture into the computer system. We thank you and we want to acknowledge you on Memorial Day this year.
Good morning, family. How are you this morning? We would like to welcome you and also our live stream family. It is a privilege and an honor to be a part of a house that is hungry for the Word of God. Who's hungry for the Word of God in this house? The Word that changes and transforms situations, circumstances. It is the Word that is living and active in your life. It is powerful to change your health, to change your wealth, to change your relationships, to change your mindset. This is where it happens. And I've been to a lot of churches throughout my life, but I'm telling you, this is where it's at, where the Word of God is preached, where the Word is sustained, where the Word is held true in all things. So I'm proud to be with you here this morning. If you are a guest in the house, we're going to ask you to raise your hand, keep it up nice and high, because we have a gift that we would love to give to you. So just lift your hands nice and high. We have a guest host that is going to come around and bless you. Also, directly after service on this side of the building, there will be a guest reception. We will have refreshments, coffee. Really, we just want an opportunity to get to know you. We build relationships in this house. And speaking of relationships, how many of you have signed up for a group or you're participating with a group? We need some groupies in the house this morning. In the Acts church, the Bible says that Christians met together daily to pray and to fellowship. And there's nothing more powerful than when a group of people get together and they start to declare what God has been doing in their life, who He is, and what He can do in their life. And then things begin to change and happen because of the declaration of the goodness of God in our lives. Make sure that you get involved with a group. It's not just building relationships. It is life-changing. So if you've not gotten involved with a group, you want to go right back to the hub directly after service, and they will make sure that you have an opportunity to do that. I would like to invite Pastor Spencer up.
Don't you love Pastor Palco? We love you, honey. My wife's book just came out this last week, God Cannot Lie. And so we want to bless somebody with that. If you would like that, just come and grab it real quickly. All right. Fight, fight, fight. No, I'm just kidding. Happy Mother's Day. Turn to someone and say, Happy Mother's Day. Amen. We're excited that you're here in the house of God today. My wife and I were in Indiana last week, and they wanted me, this is what they asked me to say. They said, please tell the congregation thanks for sharing. We had a phenomenal time. The presence of God was so powerful. Had some great healings and miracles, salvations. Five people gave their hearts to Jesus. And it was just an enormous outpouring of God's presence in Indiana. And, you know, you're a part of that. Wherever we go, you are. That's the exciting part. And they understand that. Today, we're getting ready to receive the offering. And I want to thank God for you. Turn to someone and say, thank God for you. You see, the tithers and the sowers in this church, you have learned the principles that you can never outgive God. In fact, I just want to share a quick word with you. Where Jesus was getting ready to feed the 5,000 in the book of John, chapter 6. And this is what Jesus said, verse 5. Jesus soon saw a large crowd of people coming to look for him, turning to Philip and asked. And this is what Jesus said. Where can we buy bread to feed all these people? Jesus was looking at Philip and asking him, where are we going to buy enough food to feed 5,000 people? Now watch the next line. Here's what it said. Jesus was testing Philip. Isn't that amazing? Jesus was testing Philip because the Bible said he already knew what he was going to do. You see, when we understand the principles of tithing and sowing and reaping and how God's kingdom works, remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When you understand God's kingdom, it bends even in the natural world that we are. And God's blessing comes upon us. So Jesus already knew what he was going to do. But he was testing Philip to see what his mind was. Some of us, have you ever come into lack before? How many of you ever had trouble sometimes? You know, just a hard week in finances. Anybody out there? And all of a sudden you're tested. Do I tithe or not tithe? Do I obey God or disobey God? Do I follow the principles or don't I follow the principles? And this is the same test that he was making with Philip. But see, Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Because Jesus is the God of the miraculous. Can I hear an amen? Some people say, well, you know, I don't know. I've got my job and I've got a second job and I'm doing all that I can. Where can Christ bring money from? Listen now, I want you to hear this. The moment you start acting and reacting out of lack and need, you then start changing your decisions from vision to safety. When the devil can get you into safety, then you'll never step forward to step out on nothing to land on something. So the enemy's constantly trying to keep the blessing out of your pocket by keeping you in a mindset of need. And I want you to hear this. Philip, where are we going to get enough money to buy all this bread? He was testing him. Now, some of you say, well, I don't know where God can bring the money from. I know this. Peter, hey, we got to pay taxes. Do me a favor. Go fishing. Peter went out, threw out the fishing rod, and pulled himself in a fish. In the mouth of the fish was enough money to pay for all the taxes. I want you to hear this. God is a God of more than enough. God wants to bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. So when you come to this quandary, when you come to this crossroads, and every one of us do, if you've been a tither, this is the truth. The enemy will attack you to try to get you to stop and to doubt God. Jesus will test us with the words that he tested with Philip. Philip, we were going to get enough money, because Jesus already knew what he was going to pull off. And there he had a few fish and loaves, and he fed 5,000 people and then sent the disciples, and they picked up excess. I want you to know that your God is not the God of survival. Your God is the God of excess. Your God loves to bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. Your God wants to bless you in your pocket. He wants to bless you in your storehouse. You know what your storehouse is? Your bank account. God wants to increase your savings account. Can I hear an amen? So here's the question. If the disciples didn't take those few fish and loaves and obey Christ and start passing them out, the miracle would never have happened. Some of you have never tithed and you're wondering where God is, and God is saying, I can't move forward if you're constantly living in your past. I can't bring a miracle into your future if you're hanging on to only what you have. I challenge you today to be a tither. If you've never tithed, it's 10%. That's not my words, it's God's word. 10%, and that means that now God is coupled with the finances. And now it opens what's called access in heaven. You can't fail. Can I hear an amen? God will not, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. God is faithful, and you can never outgive God. So this morning, we're going to bring our tithes and our offerings. If you're a guest in the house, what we do is we bring our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. We don't come to you in your chairs, because it's a free will between you and the Lord. Now, if you have nothing, that means you've eaten your seed. Pull the lint out of your belly button for me. Bring it up and drop it in the plate and say, next week, God, I won't eat my seed. I'll have something to give to you. Amen. Ladies, we want to say we want to honor you. Could I have all the ladies stand up this morning? We don't do just Mother's Day. In our church, we do Ladies' Day. So if you're a lady, if you could stand up. And we want to pray for you. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that, Father, you so blessed us with tremendous women in our life. God, each one called, each one anointed, each one has purpose and design. And Lord, we bind the devil in the name of Jesus, who would try to detract and to distract them from the very purpose of life. Lord, we speak blessing over them, blessing over their children, blessing over their family. We curse sickness that would try to get into their body. We command it to dry up and die in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the women in our lives. And Lord, we just speak blessing over them. And every man in the room said, amen. Ladies, when you come up to bring your offering, we want to give you a mug, a beautiful mug, for as a gift to you to say thank you for being in God's house. Are you ready to give? I said, are you ready to give? Shout it out loud with me. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They ain't tripped me up, because I'm a child of God. I said, I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering. If you're watching by live stream, you can give right where you are right now. What that means is there's a little button that says give. Make sure that you give. Why? Because you're receiving. You don't want to just come to the King's house, and I teach our folk this here. Never come to the King's house without a gift. You want to make sure that you're a blesser. You can never outgive God. So make sure you give today. I'd love to see some of you who've never, ever tithed begin today. Right now. Right now is your moment. Tithe and see and watch God produce your miracle.
Come on and sing it if you believe it. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. No more shackles, no more. I am free. Repeat after me, sing hallelujah. 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 Shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free.
I want to apologize to the media team. I just pushed the button too many times. Things have changed. Just want to let you know. We're excited. My wife's book came out this week, God Cannot Lie, and I think she had 100 copies, and she's already down to, I think, 30 copies, maybe less, and 25, and we have, they're available right after service, and also they covers her miracle. If you know somebody who needs a miracle in their body, I mean, the doctors have given up. There's no more hope. This is a phenomenal book to sow into their life. It'd be a blessing to them. I believe she'd get another shipment in 2 weeks, though, correct? Praise the Lord. I am so blessed to be to have a great wife. We haven't always gotten along. In fact, my wife and I, if divorce was an option, the first, I say 2 years, she says 4, we would have been divorced. I think those 2 years were good for me. And then, you know, you have your bumps and your bruises over the years. Amen? I can tell not everybody here has been married. I said amen? Amen. I don't care how much you love each other. Every married couple's woken up at some point in their life and said, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? Amen? This year, we're going to be speaking on marriage. We're going to take a four-week series, and we're going to minister on marriage and how to build your marriage and how to strengthen your family. It's going to be a phenomenal message. But today, my wife's going to minister the Word of God on, I don't know, so have fun.
Amen. I love the honor of bringing God's word to you. You see, I am not into philosophy or self-help, but I come to you today with the word of God, which, as Pastor Palko already said, is alive and active. It is quick and powerful. It accomplishes what it is sent to do. So not only do I come with that, but I need you to know that is resident inside of you. The word of God inside of you is active, alive, quick, and powerful, and it will accomplish in you what it is sent to do. It's so much easier to think that's for everybody else, but it is for every single one. The Word of God is the will of God. The Word of God is the will of God. You see, Old and New Testament, a testament is a will. This is literally God's will. The word is his will, and there's absolutely no reason why he won't do it for you. There's absolutely no reason why he won't do it for you. You have greatness inside of you. You have blessing and favor that goes before you. I don't know what you've been told, but I know what the will of God is and what his word says. And his word says there is greatness inside of you, that there is blessing and favor for you. There's not this storm cloud that goes over your head and follows you everywhere that you go. That is not what the word of God says. There is greatness inside of you. So I need you to put your shoulders back and hold your head high this morning. There is greatness inside of you. You see, he's given us everything, everything that we need for life and godliness. He's put his divine, unlimited power in each and every one of us. He sent his word to heal us, and he set his angels to encamp around us. I love this passage, 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. And it says, all scripture, the word of God, all scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable. It brings conviction and correction of error and restoration to obedience for the training in righteousness, so that the people of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. His word says that you have been thoroughly equipped for every good work. You haven't been shortchanged. You don't lack. His word makes it so that you are equipped, not just equipped, you are thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Peter 1, 3 says that by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Everything that you need is available to you. There is absolutely no reason God won't do it for you. The only limitation that there is on God, the only limitation, is what you put on it. There is no limitation except for what we put on. Ephesians 1:19 says, and so that you will begin to know what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in us who believe. So the power of God inside of those who believe it is immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing in its greatness. And I love that word surpassing. So it's not just this weak power, just barely. No, we've already read that we are thoroughly equipped. It's not just this weak power. It is surpassing. The anointing of God makes it so it's surpassing in our lives. So you're not just barely dragging by. You're not just barely making your dreams, making your goals. No, it is surpassing immeasurable power that is inside of you. It's so easy to believe it for everybody else, isn't it? That's the power that is inside of every one of you. Mark 11, 23 says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart the unlimited power of God, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance to God's will. That whoever word means you. That means you. If you will believe, it will be done for you according to God's word. There is absolutely no reason why God won't do it for you. So you say, but maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's not his will. All right, listen, we've already read what his will is. We've made it very clear from his word what his will is. Maybe it's not his will. Maybe it's only for the special ones, right? It's just for the special ones. The super saved people only. Those that are so much better than me. No, there is no partiality. No partiality. Ephesians 6, 7 through 9. I love our God so much. He doesn't leave anyone out. Not one person is omitted in his kingdom. He says in Ephesians 6, 7 through 9, there is no partiality with him, regardless of one's earthly status. So you might say, I don't have the right status. Regardless of your earthly status, there is no partiality with God. Everything that you need for life and godliness is available to you, and you are thoroughly equipped with it. No favoritism. I'm going to run through some scriptures really quickly for you because it's so important for us to understand. Because our mind gives us reasons why God won't do it for you. And there is no reason God won't do it for you to whatever he has equipped you with, whatever dream, whatever goal, whatever desire he has planted in your heart. And I know it says to each he's given a measure of faith, but you can increase that faith. And to each he's given different gifts and talents, but you can multiply those gifts and talents. So there is no reason why God won't do it for you. He plays no favorites. Acts 10:34 says, there is no favoritism. Romans 2:11, there is no favoritism. Matthew 22:16, there is no favoritism. Are you hearing God repeating himself over and over and over till he's blue in the face like us moms do? And we think it's having no effect. Here's God. He's repeating himself. So you really get this today. There is no favoritism. And it continues on. Deuteronomy 10:17, no favoritism. Mark 12:14, no favoritism. He's still going. Are we getting it? No favoritism. 2 Chronicles 19:7. No favoritism. Proverbs 28:21. No favoritism. There is absolutely no reason why God won't do it for you. Expel any thought of why he won't do it for you. Not even that you're too young or that you're too old, that you're not good enough. You've messed up way too many times. You see, the roof would cave in if I came into the church. No favoritism. No favoritism. It's just such a bad time right now. You know, it just looks so bleak. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what it looks like to you. There is no favoritism and there's no reason. Not any season, not any bleakness that God won't do it for you in your life. But Pastor, I've believed for something before and it never happened. Maybe you gave up before your miracle. You know, Lazarus, he was dead already 3 days and he stunk. And God raised him. We cannot give up. We cannot accept for any reason that God won't do it for us. Whatever your dream is, maybe it's to be the best businessman, to have the best company in town, to be the best parent, to be the best husband or the best wife, or to be the best Christian that you could be, to be the best son or daughter of God, to be the best minister, to be the best evangelist, to be the best servant in the house of God. Whatever it is that you're believing for, there is no reason, no reason why God won't use you to do it. No reason, any single one of us. But this sin, you say, it's just got me. This sin, I just struggle with this. In Romans 6, the word of the Lord dedicates an entire chapter, 1 through 23, 23 verses on how sin has no power over your life. It has been defeated. It is destroyed. Its power has no ability. So get rid of that reason. Get rid of that. It has no power. You are no longer a slave to that sin. You are no longer a slave to that sin. And as the word, that is the word of the Lord, I pray that as that goes forth right now and it gets into your ears and you hear it, that you realize that sin has no power. That sin has no power over you. I release bondage and addiction right now by the word of the Lord going into your ear. That sin has no power. The devil, he's a liar. He's been lying to you, telling you you're not. not good enough, or it's not for you, or it's not God's will. He's a liar. And the worst part about the devil's lies is he doesn't just sow a seed of that lie. He makes sure every emotion necessary shows up when he plants that lie. You were perfectly fine walking along, minding your own business, and then the devil planted that lie, and then all of a sudden, emotions of fear, dread overwhelming you, discouragement, anxiety, pain, hurt, anger, depression shows up in your life, and you didn't have any of that before. The devil is the father of lies, and why he is so crafty is because he will make sure he pushes that emotion button to go with that lie. You cannot trust those emotions. The devil is a liar. This word, this is the will of God for you. Whether you're young, old, rich, poor, broken, pathetic, washed up, it does not matter. God will not for any reason keep his will for your life from you. We only limit God. God's word is his will for you. You don't get it, though. The devil's just been nonstop with me. He's so strong and he's relentless. We give the devil way too much power and we make our God way too small. The word of God says that the devil is not even a contender. Stop making him a factor. He is not even a contender in the Christian, the blood-bought, washed clean Christian's life. He is not even a contender. He's just a liar that tries to back up with your emotions. He is not a contender. Luke 10, 18 and 19. It says, and he said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven just like lightning when he was cast out. This is God speaking. Now he says, behold, I give you, not the person next to you, I give you authority. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You see, the devil is not even a contender in your life. Stop giving him credit when the word of God says that God's will for you is blessing and prosperity and growth and restoration and increase. The devil is not a contender in your life. And it goes on to say, nothing shall by any means hurt you. And John, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So when the devil comes in with his lies to you, oh, you're just too far gone. You do not know how to get through this. God has given you all the wisdom, everything that you need for whatever it is. For whatever it is, you might say, oh, well, it's not like biblical spiritual stuff. He will give you everything that you need, every practical wisdom that you need for anything. God will give you. Greater is he that is, and you might have to say that out loud to yourself. You might have to remind yourself when the enemy's coming in with his lies and all those emotions welling up, you might just have to stand up, put your shoulders back, and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. We have to remind ourselves there is no reason God won't do it for you. Colossians 2:15, this is his word. He disarmed. It means he took all of his weapons. All of the devil's weapons have been taken away from him. He disarmed the rulers and authorities, and he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them. The devil is not a contender in your life. Stop allowing him to be powerful in your life. He is powerless. Isaiah 54:17, No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Say to that thing right now, oh no weapon. You've been disarmed and you've been made a public spectacle of. Isn't it awesome when God does? Watch when God does that in your life. Watch when he makes a public spectacle when the enemy comes in and tries to create destruction. Oh, I love our God. I love it when he makes a public spectacle of the enemy.
me. It's what he does so good. He's been disarmed. So you know what? Whatever comes at you, just put your shoulders back, stand tall. Greater is he that is in me, and watch God disarm that enemy. Watch him make a public spectacle of him. There's no reason, no reason God won't do it for you. But listen, we can't sit and expect it to fall out of the sky. Too many times, we like the thought of that, where we just sit back and I'm just waiting for God. No, 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 no. God has done everything that he's needed to do already, and he has given you authority, and he has given you his word. There is nothing too difficult, nothing too hard for God. You cannot sit and wait for it to fall out of the sky. Our verse for the year from Pastor Spencer is Mark 16:20, and it says, the Lord worked with them. The word, the Lord, well, the word and the Lord, this is the same. I like that. The word worked with them. The word works with you. The word works with the active, alive, sharp, and powerful word works with us. It doesn't work alone, doesn't fall out of the sky. It works with you when you put your faith and confidence in it. Deuteronomy 13:30-19 says, set before you today is life and death, blessing and cursing. Every single one of us have a choice. We've already been through the scriptures. The devil's defeated. He's not powerful. God will do it for you. He has no favorites. We know what the word of God says. But he tells us. He's so awesome. He will not force anything on you. He's not bringing it unless you choose it. Set before every single one of us. Every day is the choice. The choice. You see, there's no reason God won't do it. But we are the ones that have the choice of life and death, blessing and cursing, set in front of us every day. And then he gives us the answer, choose life, choose life, choose life. I've given you everything you need. I've given you the wisdom that you need. I've given you the strength that you need. I've given you the joy that you need. I made you whole like you needed to be made whole. He's given us everything that we need. And he tells us to choose life. You see, it's up to us to choose life. You can't sit and expect God to show up. Now, there's a power in our agreement. And what we're agreeing with, Matthew 18:19 tells us where two or more touch one thing, it shall be done. So we have to be so careful. We like to use that in reference to our prayers, but we have to be careful of what we're agreeing with, of who we're agreeing with. You see, the devil isn't sending his demons to attack you. He doesn't need to. You've already agreed with his lie. You've already agreed with that lie and established it in your life. He doesn't even need to send it, but God has given you everything that you need. You just have to choose life. You see, what's happening in your life might not be the will of God. We just say, oh, this must be, it might not be the will of God, because he wills that your will not be forced upon. That is one thing he cannot do. He cannot force your will. That is his will, that your will not be forced. So he has to allow whatever you allow. God has to allow whatever you allow. So there's no reason God won't do it. But we have to choose whatever we are coming in agreement with. When we come in agreement with his word, nothing is impossible for us. Nothing, nothing. There's nothing you can't achieve. You can surpass, you could be the lowest man on the totem pole for whatever it is that you're looking for. You can be the last person in last place, and God can expedite you through every barrier, through every word spoken, through every delay. He can accelerate you to where he wants you to be at, but it is our choice in what we agree with. Don't agree with with the lie of the devil. Please don't agree with the lie of the devil. And don't agree with those emotions that he put there. Don't trust in them. We trust in the word of the Lord our God. So we need to get in agreement with the word. We need to get in agreement with the word. We need to tell ourselves in those situations, tell your thoughts, tell your mind, get in agreement with the word right now. Get in agreement. You might have to tell it over and over again because the devil, you see, he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's on that job 24/7. So we need to make sure we are getting in agreement with the word over and over. It takes, I don't care how long you've been in the gospel, we've got to constantly be bringing our thoughts in alignment to the word of God. Agree with the word of God and the word of God only, because the word of God is God's will for you. There is absolutely no reason God won't do it. There is absolutely no reason God won't do it for you. Get in agreement with that. Amen. If we can have the musicians come forward. Listen, I said it was a quick and powerful, active and alive word. Doesn't have to belabor that, right? This word has gotten into your spirit, and I am so confident of it. You're not leaving this place the way you came in. You're leaving changed in Jesus' name. You're leaving this place believing and knowing that there is no reason, no reason God won't do it for you. He is no respecter of persons. He has no favorites. So I'm expecting, this is my expectation. I'm expecting every one of you to accelerate. I am expecting you to excel in whatever it is. People may have told you it's impossible. It can't be done. Not through you. You're not capable. You're not able. I don't care what they've told you. My expectation is that you're going to accelerate right to the front. People are going to take notice and have to glorify God in your life, because how can this be? They're nothing. How can they be accelerated all the way to that place? They are nothing. God has, he will do it for every single one of us. You see, I was told when I married my husband, well, he was told, they didn't tell me. I was told that I would destroy him, that he shouldn't marry me, that I would ruin him. You know what? It doesn't matter what people say about you. Don't listen to it. Listen to what the word of God said. Teresa was told she would never be a teacher. She wasn't smart enough. She wasn't good enough. She didn't come from the, she didn't have enough education. But look at her teaching and writing books. Look at God. My expectation for every single one of you is that you'll get into agreement with the word of God about your life. The word of God says you're the head and not the tail. You better be the best at whatever is put in front of you. God's going to open doors. He's going to bless your life. He's going to show you ridiculous favor. I just dare to believe it. Will you get in agreement with the word of God today? Will you bring yourself in agreement with the word? Amen. What have you been allowing to keep the power of God in your life? I want you to get that thing in your head. What is that dream and that desire that you've believed God won't do it for you for whatever reason? I want to come in agreement with you and God's will for you today, that there is nothing impossible, nothing, and that there's no reason. So today, if you want to get in agreement, I want to pray with you. I don't want to just speak words, have you get excited about those words, and then leave this place, because you're leaving this place changed today. I want to get in agreement with you and God's will. So where two touch one things, it's established, right? So this morning, I want to come in agreement with you, every single one of you, and God's will, not just you. Because I don't know what you're agreeing or what you're allowing. But I want to get in agreement with you and God's will. And I want to pray that that thing will be established. Strongholds are broken. What used to be hard will become easy. That it will just be quick and powerful, active and alive in your life. So today, if you want me to pray a prayer of agreement with you, I just want you to stand to your feet. And I'm going to release a prayer of agreement of God's word that is quick and powerful. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says where two touch it, it shall be established. So where there has been lack, where there has been a stuck place and no shifting and no acceleration, we break that off right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, strongholds broken. I just speak and declare by the authority of the word of God right now, supernatural blessing, supernatural acceleration on every single person, because you have no favorites. Acceleration, favor, and blessing in the name of Jesus. We bind up, we cancel, we disarm the enemy in every home, in every family, in every business, in every life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where he's been active, make a public spectacle of the enemy so that we can dance and praise your name, and that everybody will know that you are an awesome, unlimited, and powerful God. We thank you for it, Jesus, and your precious name. Amen. Amen. Don't leave quite yet. Bow your heads. I never want to let you leave without the opportunity of coming into relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you're in this place and you haven't even started this awesome relationship with a dynamic, powerful God, and you want to do that today, if you would just quickly raise your hand up boldly so that we can pray with you and introduce you to the very best friend that you will ever have. If that's you in this place today, real quickly, just raise your hands. Anybody in the house today? We're not going to wait long. Amen. Amen, church family. Go out seeking to save those who are lost. Invite people to the house of God. This week, invite at least 5 people. I'm commissioning you right now. Invite 5 people. God is good. Why wouldn't we tell everybody God is good? Tell them how good God is and invite them to church. 5 people this week. God bless you. We love you so much. Have an awesome day. Prayer team is at the front of the altar. If you have prayer for anything, you want them to come in agreement with you, come forward and they'd be happy to pray with you.